Erica Jane Goes International, and Is Kim Richards Almost Dead? It's Season 7, Episode 7, It's Expensive to Be Me, coming at you now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. How appropriate that we're playing Expensive by this bitch, Erica Jane. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the After Show. You know you're here for the Beverly Hills Housewives. I'm your host, Grant Rants, on Twitter, and sitting next to me...
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. I love this jam. Tweet me at Christy Reports if you know when the heck we're going to see the video or the song on iTunes.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Trelina. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Trelina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook, and check out my brand new website, thomastrelina.com.
Erica, when are you going to release this song? We check daily. You guys can find me on Twitter at aka GoldenBoy and my website, chrisvalentine.la.
We love that she has songs because it gives us something to play for the intro that's always appropriate.
In the gym, in the car, putting on my makeup. Not just the beginning of this podcast.
I love it. Yeah, so we're going to talk all about the song and more this full episode. Let's get started with... let's talk about the video. That's where it opened up. Mm-hmm. And I love this moment. The best part of the episode when Erica was just like, who cares if you're offended? Who has the time? Who cares? I love it. Yeah. I love it. And it's like so true. You know, you really do, in a way, most of the time, choose to be offended by something, unless if you can just take a deep breath and just let the moment pass, which many people, and I struggle with that myself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I like her vibe. I like every single video has been so different, and I feel like she's evolving, and I think she's just so interesting to watch every episode. I'm like, what is Erica doing? It's almost like turning into the Erica show.
Absolutely. And that song is so catchy. I'm thinking like it's a Britney Spears song or something, but it goes through your head over and over, and it just keeps getting better. I love the music. Yeah. The dancers, the costumes, everything.
Well, she keeps reminding us that she won an award for her offensiveness.
Yes, I want to know what
and I right, and I was Googling it, and I'm pretty sure she's referring to the Bravo Awards from last year. She got the Sorry Not Sorry award, I'm pretty sure that's the offense that she's talking about.
You would know, Christy. Okay. Yeah, I went to an award show, and she was supposed to be there, and I'm thinking maybe she was going to get an award, but she never showed up. Lisa Rinna did, but... I was like, what award was
that? That was recent, though, right?
It was, the Cine Fashion Awards. So she was supposed to be the main person there, and I don't know what happened, and nobody talked about it.
Well, Eileen is certainly a fan. Genuine fan. She wants to be in on the video. And I think Eileen is cute with wanting just to be such like a fangirl around Erica.
Yeah,
that was cute. I like her.
Well, it's payback time. Who wouldn't want to be in an Erica Jane video? And I think she'll probably get her chance.
And it's a good sign for the song and the video that the ladies who were there on the set were so inspired by it that they just couldn't help but dance.
I'm just having a flashback. Remember Lady Gaga had to have Kim...
I was just thinking about that.
Play the tambourine.
They were all in it. Vanderpump was in it.
Carlton. Yeah, that was a dark time for the show.
Why is that?
It wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching.
Oh, he's just referring to Carlton being a real legit witch.
It was just a real legit bore that season, in my opinion. But,
oh my gosh.
Anyway, other housewife PK is involved in this episode. I was so glad to see him. I just get such a kick on him because I know he's going to say something outrageous and ridiculous, and he didn't disappoint. He was unhappy that Eileen told his wife that she talks too much or that he should stop talking. And then he suggested, oh, this is just so lame, to get an Uber, to call Uber Broomstick. Stupid. Just call her a bitch, man, if that's what you want. I mean, that's where you're going, you know? He said, like, oh, well, what was his name? Not George Michael. God, I'm so
Boy
sorry.
George.
Boy George. George Michael. Boy George Michael. Boy George would say hashtag get a life. And I'm like, really? They're going to bring this Boy George up every time they can.
I can't wait for him to finally be on the episode so we can kind of see Dorit in her glory, have him be in her home. You know, I can't wait for that.
Yes.
Because we just keep hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. We keep hearing about it. We saw them on Celebrity Apprentice. Yes. We can talk about news and gossip. So, pushing that relationship for sure.
PK was all too happy to hand over the $80,000 check on last night's Celebrity Apprentice. Let's just say that
was a lot of money. What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, it was from his team and a little bit from them, so it was collectively. But he was, you know, of course, a man like that who wants to show off his wealth would be happy to hand over a large check. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be embarrassed if it was something around 10. So I'm sure by him, that was one of the bigger ones. So I'm
it was.
Sure,
yeah. That was my boy George's net for the night. I mean, to me, that was a huge. Huge gift. So yeah, I was impressed.
He made a total. Boy George made a total of 119. So 80 of that.
It was most
of it.
Yeah,
big portion
of
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Big chunk. Then we flashed over to the Malibu listing from Kyle's husband Mauricio, and we, you know, was reinforced that he's one of the top brokers in the nation. Yeah. We saw this house that was under construction, and I thought
huge.
I thought it was odd that like Lisa Vanderpump was in tow to like just like. They say, like, fika nas in Italian, you know, like, look around. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, I'm like, all right. I mean, she's...
I learned something just now.
She, like, you know, she's not... This isn't anything, like, outrageous in her lifestyle. I mean, she's had big, beautiful homes all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why? Why were they there? Why were we shown this? I would have taken another scene of Erica's... music video production.
Amen.
Over
this,
right?
Amen,
I think they're still trying to insert her in it and make it appear that she has a lot of parts into the episode, but really there's not that much going on.
Oh, that was just for LVP?
Yeah. There was that one, and then there was the one at the end with her son. So I feel like they're still trying to make the viewers see like she's still one of the main people, but I wish that she would have some more things going on. I know she does, but it's not really being showcased this season.
Yeah.
You know?
Was Kyle throwing shade when she was describing Mauricio's career, and she was like, oh, he used to work for somebody else.
Well, yes.
I know you've
been
about
that. We all kind of know.
Yeah, we all know who.
Hilton and Hyland, right?
That's the whole
thing with, I think there's still a lot of inner family fighting because he left. Mm-hmm. And I say good for him, but I always say, let's remember where all the money started. I feel like Kim is the one that got the whole family started. She was supporting the mother, Kyle, and everybody else for a long, long time. But on tonight's episode, I found it interesting that Kim's mother had a 10.5 carat diamond. So maybe she did marry well, because I always felt Kim was carrying everybody for so long, and then Kathy got to meet Hilton and scored big, you know, thanks to Kim. I think Kim brought all those celebrities in. Mm-hmm. You know, they talk about going to Studio 54 and being around all those celebrities. It was thanks to Kim.
Well,
Kim and Kyle have talked about not having money when they grew up, right?
Yeah, but Big Kathy's a survivor. She she made her way, and she crashed parties, and we heard it. She was at Studio 54 working the room. Like, I'm not surprised that it came together at some point for her.
I think their family is still okay, because I saw pictures and photos of them all hanging out at Kris Jenner's annual holiday party. So I think their family is okay. I just think that was just a little bit of shade.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah. I don't think that there's anything too wrong with their family.
But what about wedding that they were not invited to? Do you remember
that? Before the holiday, though.
Yeah. Okay. So you think it's all, like, better now?
Maybe.
I don't know. I keep hearing things. I keep hearing that Kyle is still kind of, like, at arm's length of the other two, because they just feel as though that there's no reason for her to be on TV. She has enough money. I think they were annoyed that, this is just what I've heard, that they were annoyed that she did Celebrity Apprentice, because it's like, why are you doing another, why are you electing to do another reality show? It's kind of like that, especially that show, which could arguably be like a C-list show. You know, it's kind of like, you know, why?
I could tell you. I think with Kyle, I think it's important for her, even though, yes, her family doesn't approve, I think it's important for her to still be in the public eye. Even though absolutely. Apprentice is, you know, a dated show, they're revamping it, you guys are doing the after show for it, and I feel like for her, with her next project, it kind of, like, adds to something else to add onto her resume.
Right. She definitely wants the attention. Our chat role is chiming in a little bit. Jasmine made some good points. She said Kyle brings nothing to the show, and that, yes, she was throwing shade. And Jasmine reminds us that rumor has it that Kyle's husband was stealing clients from Kathy's husband. I'm sure in any situation where you leave the business like that, there's a lot of those kind of accusations.
Yeah, it's like if you
hired Richard as well.
It's like if you were, like, cutting hair at a successful place, and you build a clientele, and you work with those people, and then you move, and you've got those numbers, and you know, phone numbers, and you move over with them, and you open your own.
Mm-hmm. People can take their money where they want to.
Yeah, I don't really blame Kyle for electing to be on a network show. I mean, let's all not forget that Kathy did do I Want to Be a Hilton on NBC.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah. That was a classic.
That was a throwback. It's all on YouTube, but now that I'm saying it, it probably won't be, but if It exists. Yeah. It exists.
And Marie Stewart is doing so well. There is no reason. It's not for the money. I think she likes to be on television. She likes to be on these reality shows. She doesn't have to do it. I think she does it because she likes to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So her and Lisa Vanderpump and the rest of them sat around the table and talked about the game night festivities and the fallout from that. Kyle found Rinna to be impulsive, and she basically said that she wants nothing to do with the situation with Kim, to talk about anything. She doesn't want to talk about the past. She's, as usual, she's standing her ground with not wanting to discuss anything that's happened.
As usual, after being the person who brought it all up in the first place, now she doesn't want to talk about it.
And that's like her whole arc with everything, if you think about it. Yeah,
I think she's pretty damaged from the first couple seasons, that she's like, I know where this goes if I put my hands into that fully.
Yeah.
But
Jasmine said Kyle failed as an actress, so this is her time to shine.
Ooh, that's harsh.
I think you're onto something there.
I agree. I don't know about that.
I agree.
Oh, man. Now, Kyle is getting no love at AfterBuzz TV tonight.
Well, she was saved so long at Celebrity Apprentice. I'm like, see, she kept making it through. I'm like, wow. And they kept blaming her, so...
Mm-hmm. It was kind of her time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is kind of torn, though. You can tell. I mean, Lisa Rinna is right. She is torn, because last week when Kim Richards was on Watch What Happens Live, she even commented on the fact that, you know, Kyle can be friends with Lisa Rinna, and you can kind of tell that Kyle is always going to be down the middle between them two, even though they have a lot of bad blood.
Doesn't that kind of drive you crazy, though? Like, I always get upset when someone doesn't, like, have an opinion and doesn't, like, take a side. I don't know. I mean, but that can also be very extreme with someone like Lisa Rinna, who I think just looks horrible.
Yeah. She's not looking too good on this episode.
Yeah, no. She's just being so one-sided. But I don't know. I feel like it's tough, especially with, like, a family member. I would want someone to be like, no, this is true, this is not, or I'm going to be with my sister or whatever. I just feel like it's, like, a little bit of a cop-out to be like, I'm just going to sit here and watch this go down in my own house.
I think they got it from their mother. I think their mother says, don't talk about these private issues. I think that's where Kyla and Kim got it from. Mm-hmm. And if you notice, Kathy's very much that way. She's like, how dare you? Don't talk about this. Don't bring it up. Don't fight on camera. So I think it's ingrained in them. So Kyle, when those scenes go down, she's always stand backish. You know, she's like, she doesn't want to get involved. I think it's because she was trained that way. I like Lisa Rinna, though. I like that she's outspoken and she brings it up. Mm-hmm. But Kyle, do you think she's an enabler? Because she does. I think it came out that she's financially supporting Kim.
She has over
And
she
of
has.
Course the love. Yeah. So is that enabling?
Well,
you know, that came up tonight.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the scene with Eden and Lisa Rinna. And Eden immediately said that the vibe was off with Kyle. She feels that the energy was wrong and she didn't connect with her on any level, but yet she followed up with saying that, I will know her. Yeah, I was like, that's so strange.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes when I have personalities like that, even when it comes to my personal life, it's like a little too strong for me. So I felt like she was coming on a little bit too strong. And if she had a problem with Kyle, she probably should have called Kyle and not Lisa Rinna. Or, like, had that conversation with Lisa Rinna.
Rinna's the worst person to talk to about something like this.
And she was never seen. But I feel like Eden is taking that Lisa Rinna role that
kind
Lisa
of.
Rinna did.
In this,
you know?
This episode, she did.
She's like, I went through this, and it's in my family, and we need to expose it. It's the only way to heal. We need to talk about it. And she's doing the same thing that Lisa Rinna does when she was introduced to the show. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's, you know, get those scenes in. But she does seem to feel strongly about it.
Yeah.
Eden seems genuinely fascinated by Kyle and Kim and their whole family, and I think it's because she feels like she did know them back in the day, and she has this experience with her sister, and she doesn't want to see the same thing happen to Kim, but she's so emotionally invested in it already.
I think she's coming from a good place, though. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. She's coming from a good place. She's just her demeanor is a little bit too extreme, especially for not really knowing them, you know?
Yeah. Christy, you're right when you say genuine, like, I think that's true. I really do feel that way about her. Yeah, because I don't feel like someone, like, just for the little I know of Eden, I don't feel like she would go on and try to latch her way onto some story just to, like, you know, suck the life out of it to have airtime. Mm-hmm. This is something that was very personal to her in her life, and I applaud her for talking about it. Why not?
She respects sobriety, so you're right. I don't think she would.
She was coming on a little strong with Kyle, though. Like, what's your family tree? Is your
background? Well, hold on. We're much earlier. Lisa Rinna said, says that she wants to know what she should do with Kim Richards. Lisa, nothing. This is not your business. She's not blood. She's not your relation. She's not a relative. Nothing. The woman doesn't want you talking about her. She's asked you so many times.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, this really pisses me off.
Yeah,
really,
and it's one thing to, in the last episode, you know, say a sincere apology at Kyle's house and then go on the next episode and now you're, you know, you're saying she's mostly sober. She's an enabler. I mean, there's all these name callings that Lisa always does, and she attaches these stigmas with these people and she wonders why people don't like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't do that.
She even said that she's not completely sober, and like you said, Thomas, mostly sober, whatever. But, what is this concern? Like, she says it's coming from a place of concern, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Why would you say that? If that's really a concern, you do that off camera.
Yeah.
You know? You don't make that your storyline.
I think, and I would put that on production a little bit, because I think if they wanted to make Kim such an integral part of the storyline, then we should be seeing her full-time. I want to see her with her daughter going to the sonograms or whatever, and I want to see her as a full-time housewife if she's going to be such a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, why not? Especially if we're going to reroute the whole focus back to Kim. Mm-hmm. We want to see what she's doing. What else can we say? Rena thinks that Kim will let Eden in. I don't know why Kim would need to let anyone in. I think Kim is dealing with her sobriety before Eden came into the picture, so she's doing what works for her, whatever that is. It's working.
She doesn't want anybody involved.
Yeah, no.
She said it herself last week. I feel like it's kind of nice how Bravo is getting the people that are relevant to their Watch What Happens Live episodes, because you get more of a real, in real life, you know, explanation. And she was really annoyed that Eden had a lot to say about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good episode. I actually saw that today. Yeah. So let's talk about the enabler comment. Christy, I bet I know where you stand on this.
Let's see what Chris was going to say.
I think that it's come up before that Kyle is supporting Kim. I felt there's an undertone of it in seasons past.
Yeah, they both admitted
it's kind of coming up. Yeah, and so it was like Kim is relying on Kyle and Mauricio, and she has to kind of play ball in the past. Now, if they are supporting her, and of course they are loving her, that is could be seen as enabling. I just wondered about that other little comment of mostly sober. Yeah. How does Lisa Rinna? What does that mean? Like, how do you know that, or what are you seeing for that? But I guess there could be a little bit of enabling going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how sober she is. I really don't, because we don't see that much of Kim on the show.
Mm-hmm. I guess in the sense of the word enabler, Kyle is, by sweeping everything under the rug, she truly is allowing Kim to just kind of be private about her sobriety and not talk about it and not say what she's doing. And that really leaves open for relapse or for some sort of trouble.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think maybe people are looking for Kyle to hold her accountable. And then there's that line where, is she responsible for holding her sister accountable for her sobriety? These are two grown women. I don't know. But yeah, I also, we've said on this show so many times, we feel, right, that at least Christy and I have said this in the past, that we think that Kyle kind of takes a passive stance with her sister.
Because she's more concerned about how the family's going to look than truly about Kim's health at the end of the day. I truly believe that.
I think it's kind of sad that we're these many seasons in and Kim cannot start with a clean slate with these women.
I know.
It's like, frustrating. You know, she's presenting herself and, you know, she's focused on her grandbaby. She's in this new place, and then you have people like Rena just now saying that she's mostly sober, and now we're making it a storyline. It's like Kim is just never going to have that, you know, great place. It's unfortunate for her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Kim deserves it for still for bringing up the, you know, your husband, and she was clearly just making something up, grasping at straws? Do you think Lisa should still be upset about all that?
I think so.
Yeah, I think she's entitled to that.
Yeah, she's been doing the work to try to, you know, it must be awful, though, if you think about it, to have issues with substances, because that ends up defining you, especially in these, the public eye. Like, look at someone like Britney, who still is not past that image of being on medications, which that was in 2008. I mean, it was like 9 years ago. And, you know, granted, you know, things may not be exactly where she was, but I mean, it's like, I just feel like these people, it's an embarrassing thing for some, and they can never shake it, especially when they're in the public eye, because that's always going to be a question. how are you doing? How's your sobriety? You know, the same thing. And I just feel like it's hard. It's almost impossible to wipe a slate clean, especially on reality TV.
Mm-hmm. And I think you touched on the biggest difference between Eden and Kim, and that Eden is very comfortable in her sobriety, and she'll probably tell anybody about it, it sounds like, and what she does to maintain it, because she wants to help people, and Kim is just the exact opposite of that.
Rinna, in this scene, she said that she is convinced that she tried, or this is what I got from it, she tried her best to help Kim. She thinks that this was all to help her. I don't know. I think she exploited Kim, and I don't think that too. I think to a degree I have to believe that there's a human there, and that she did try to, you know, in her heart and mind thought that she was trying to do good for Kim. But I feel like the best thing she can do is keep her mouth shut. It's not her business.
Yeah.
It's Eden's business now.
It is. That's apparently so.
Yes. Roro in the chat said, Lisa Rinna said she was coming from concern the first season that she was on, which was definitely not the case.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I hate to say it either way against her, because what if she genuinely wasn't? It was only painted this way through editing or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, she's just constantly talking about it.
Mm-hmm. I think, like what I said last week, I don't think that they are going to be friends. Sometimes, you know, I mean, it's great for people to connect later on, but I just don't see it. I think there's been too many awful things said between them two.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, Eden wants to know if Kim is going to, I don't know, well, she mentioned a couple different things, like, does she have, like, a sober coach, something along those lines, is she going to classes? And then she wanted to know where the drinking gene came from. That's a personal question.
Yeah, and I don't know how long they were sitting down at the table, but if somebody asked me that type of question, I would feel very uncomfortable, and I would just be, you know, and first of all, Kyle doesn't know what her intentions are either. Mm-hmm. A new person on her show, somebody who, you know, it's coming from a brand, it is trying to help, but it's like you're also bringing it up at the same time, and then you have Lisa Rinna there.
Yeah,
I was disappointed that it wasn't like an Eden Kyle one-on-one.
Yes,
because Lisa didn't need to be there. You know, and when they presented it when they were shopping, it sounded like Eden was going to call Kyle up for lunch. I didn't know Lisa was going to be there with them. It would have been a different interaction, because I feel like one-on-one interactions with people, it's a little bit more genuine, because it's like two people rather than having a third person there, especially Lisa, out of all people.
Eden did come across a little bit aggressive, and again, maybe that's editing, but I think I understood where she comes from, because in her mind, it's like, why wouldn't Kyle want to talk about it? Why wouldn't she want to make sure Kim is doing the right things and talk to someone who is successful in their sobriety and compare notes and be open with her? It's just, I think if you said to Eden, like, oh, you know, that was a little too much, she'd be like, what, really?
Yeah, because Eden is learning what we've learned, that Kyle doesn't really cover this topic. She's not open about this topic. She's learning the boundaries on screen, Eden, you know?
Yeah, I think Eden said she's never seen the show, right, before she came on, so she doesn't really know Kyle's personality.
I think the women that come on the show should watch the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I never get such a handicap.
One of them did. Stay tuned for news and gossip.
It's such a handicap. Oh, I can imagine which one. I can imagine which couple sat next to Boy George to watch the show.
Well, some people are open about their addiction, and it's a big part of their life, getting over it. Even Boy George mentioned last night, he's like, I'm sober now, I don't want to be around people drinking in the studio. So some people, their personalities want to discuss it and they're open about it, and some people like Kyle don't want to talk about it at all.
I actually think if they would have went one-on-one, Kyle would have opened up a little bit more. And I think she would have been more receptive to Eden, you know, how Eden was presenting, how she felt, and having the conversation. Because with Lisa Rinna having so many issues with Kim Richards, it just makes it look like a two-on-one against Kyle, and it just looks terrible. Yeah. If it was just more of a one-on-one conversation, it probably would have went a whole different direction.
You know what we didn't talk about was, what did you make of her saying that Kim Richards is close to death, and it's like next step death for Kim? I mean, it was like...
so dramatic.
How does she
so
know that, first of all? We don't really get any background. The mostly sober, close to death. How does she know this? What's going on? Is there something we're not seeing?
The only thing I can think of is every relapse, maybe Kim is in a more of an extreme situation than the last. Mm-hmm. So where else could it go, because it's been so bad? Maybe that's what she meant, but that's still not her place to comment on that.
Yeah.
It's definitely not her place. I'm remembering that she does know a lot about addiction because of Harry and his family. She's talked a lot about that. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the close-to-death comment comes from, a lot of times when people do get sober, if they relapse, their tolerance has gone down. It's easy for people to overdose when they relapse they've been clean previously. So maybe that's what she's saying. You know, if Kim does relapse in a big way, which could happen, in Lisa's opinion, very easily, mm-hmm. that it would be the death of her.
Yeah.
That's what that happened to that guy on Glee. He was sober for a while, and then he just had a little bit, and that was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's common.
Yeah, well, let's talk about someone we haven't discussed in weeks, Lisa Vanderpump. She's still on the show, and she had a scene where she was with her son, and they were at the adoption lawyer's office from which he was adopted 24 years ago. What do we want to say about this moment? I feel like we got to cover a little of Lisa.
Well, I was so surprised it even came up, because I thought it was a season or two ago where Max closed the door on it, he got what he needed, they were done, and then all of a sudden it popped up again tonight, and Lisa Vanderpump is crying, and she's upset again. So I was kind of surprised that we're back on this topic again, because thought we got closure.
Maybe Max had a moment where he wanted to go and revisit it. You know, might be the son. Something that I missed from Lisa Vanderpump is her building her brands. I know she's had successful stores and successful restaurants that are doing amazing, but I would wish that she would let us in on a project or something that she's doing, because you know she's doing something aside from her charity.
Yeah, we saw the new, the Vanderpump dog, like light of leashes and carriers and stuff like that on Vanderpump Rules last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like maybe adding it to Housewives would make it...
It should be here.
Yeah, it should be on this.
It'd be better appreciated, I think, on Beverly Hills. Yeah, Housewives. Yeah,
because it looks like really Lisa's not doing too much on the episode. She's not even involving herself in any of these women's problems, so I do miss Lisa.
I agree, you know, and I saw those episodes where she was building Pump, and she was on the construction site, and they were talking about dealing with the city, and just like that, and it's a notoriously bad corner for business. So there was a lot of, like, you know, stakes and a lot of money being invested. I liked seeing that with the trees coming in.
I love that.
What happened to the fourth part that she's opening?
Seeing the work she was
doing. Like, you started last season with Ken saying, why are you opening up a fourth restaurant? We haven't heard too much about it.
It's become a sex shop, hasn't it?
It was a sex shop.
I think it's back. It's back.
No, well, you know, basically, he said that he wasn't going to do it. They talked about that in the press or at the reunion. They said it wasn't time. But that same property is still open. It was a men's clothing store, and they moved across the street. And now it is for lease. As of Sunday, because I was just there, and I was like, what's in this now?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, nothing. It's for lease.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Okay. Yeah. Huh. I thought they, like, bought the whole block or something. Because
Lisa needs to get on that.
Yeah. Well, Dorit, Eileen, and Lisa go to the Huntley Hotel, which was such a nice spot. Like, you know, I'm usually, especially with the OC ladies and on Dallas, I can be very tough on where these people go to eat and have these scenes. But
it was no Tortilla Republic. Yes.
This was really nice, and I actually had the pleasure of going to dinner there, and it was beautiful. And it just, but it was at night, but in the daytime, you could see the white buildings with the ladies dressed in white with the ocean behind them. It looked like it was like in a tropical place.
Do you have to go in that elevator to go up?
Well,
or did they do that for the show?
You don't have to. I mean, you have to go up an elevator because it's on the top, but you don't have to go in that glass one. Yeah, in fact, that glass one was closed. I wanted to go in it, but I think they went on special occasions, maybe, like Lisa Rinna. So they went out. I just was like, I was really enjoying just the aesthetics of the scenes. I thought it was really attractive.
Yeah.
Dorit, let's talk about her look real quick.
I love Dorit's style. I love her fashion. I think that she has really good taste. I'm sad that we have not seen any of her brand, and she's not talking about it, even though we heard it in Christy Reports. You know, that's all I got. But, you know, I love her style. I think she's hip. I think she's cool. She might not be like that. She might not gravitate to the viewers, but style-wise, I think everybody has to give it to her. I think she and Erica have the best style.
She is gorgeous in every scene. I love all the fashion and the clothes. And I was on her Twitter last night, and it's kind of new, her Twitter account, she's already, like, she doesn't have many, you know, she doesn't follow that many, but the ones that she does follow is Versace, Gucci, all of those. So she's very fashionable, and she's, you know, it's telling to see what they follow, you know?
Yeah.
The ends of the bun sticking out of the hair really bothered me. I guess that was a style.
For an OCD person, it would be like, it would be driving me crazy.
Yeah. I guess she was going for quirky, but...
Yeah. And I will say, the interior design of her house is really nice. The wall colors and the pieces she's picked. That beautiful scene where she did make those phony calls to go to lunch. I just thought that the place was great. Her bedroom was well decorated. Oh yeah, I like her style. She knows what she's doing, or she knows how to pay to people who know what they're doing.
You never know.
Yes, one never knows on this show. Anyway, let's talk about it. What happened? Dorit hopes for a resolution. That's why she's there. And when she said this out loud, she said, "I'm really hoping that we can create it so we can come to some resolution." And then there's another look between Eileen and Rinna. They're always giving a look. Like, girls, you need to be a little bit more
discreet.
Discreet,
or just say it.
Yeah, the whole idea of that is to look at someone, and if you're really tight with someone, they know what you're thinking. You just gotta just quick. Or I'm always good with the nudge under the table. That's, like, that's really, come on, figure it out. But I get that they're on a show, so you know. Yeah. So Dorit tells Eileen that every convo that they've had, Eileen has to keep bringing up this Pantygate scandal, and she keeps bringing it back. She recounted Malibu, Camille's house, game night.
Oh, come here.
Yeah. So there was a flashback, by the way, of all of the moments with Kim, and it was a great shot of Camille not knowing what to do. It just threw him back a shot.
I never saw that before. Do you remember that? Because I feel like I didn't see that before. Either.
No, but it was great because she was looking and listening. She was like taking everything in, but just like,
yes, that was a new
while
shot.
Looking around.
That was a new shot for sure.
Love her. Yes. So there was a lot of discussion. Eileen says that she speaks on behalf of herself and she apologized. And this was like the reset button scene.
I don't get too excited with Eileen, to be honest with you. I was surprised when she first joined the cast. I didn't think that they were going to bring her back. And for this season, I just don't see anything either. I would actually rather have Lisa Rinna on the show than have Eileen on the show, because I don't see her doing too much.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point it's become about their friendship. Yeah. And they've been sort of the truest friends that we've seen on Real Housewives. I mean, we've seen some long-time friendships get torn apart.
Yes,
you
that's
know,
true.
And those two just stick it out.
Yeah, then they discuss the mom's passing and how Eileen didn't bring that up, and Dorit apologizes to Lisa Rinna for bringing that conversation up to Eileen. So they basically agree to reset things, and who knows how long that'll last. I mean, all Andy has to do is ask one question at the reunion, and
everything go haywire.
Yes. So let's talk about Mykonos and a little bit of what Eric is going to be doing over there.
Oh my gosh. I've had a few friends that have gone to Mykonos, and it looks exactly like that. Like, that's definitely some place I would love to visit. But, you know, I'm glad that Kyle went, because you can tell that they vibe, and I like that. Kyle, you know, she's a mom. She has her life at home, but, you know, she has her wild side, too. So it was nice to see that she came and supported Erica.
And she came in, like, on a private jet, I think, because I was waiting to see the private jet of Erica taking everybody over. I guess they went commercial.
Plane real quick.
Did they show
They showed a plane really fast.
Was it hers, though?
I don't know.
I feel like Erica is spending so much money on the $50,000 a week house. The sets were amazing in the video. She's bringing 10, 11 people with her to Mykonos.
Some of the costumes are tens
the
of thousands
costumes,
of dollars.
Everything. I'm thinking, is she making the money back to pay for it? Is the songs really paying for it? I don't know.
I don't know.
But 30,000 is a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe she got some income from that, but I feel like Tom is paying for a lot of it.
Well, I'm not shading her by any means, but I don't think that she's making a full-on return.
Yeah.
But I don't think she has to.
No. And who cares, right?
That's the luxury part of being her.
Yeah. It's expensive to be her.
It is. She's honest. It costs a lot to look like this. Yeah.
I appreciated that she was so thankful that Kyle was there and grateful that Kyle kind of hauled her cookies all the way across the world.
I feel bad.
This would have been the whole trip.
Yeah, I feel bad that Eileen wasn't there, because Eileen probably would jump at the opportunity to go see a live Erica Jane performance.
She's working all the time, though, right?
Yeah, that's a lot to get away. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, any final thoughts on this episode, or shall we get into some news and gossip?
Oh, we breezed right through it, huh?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, we have some good stuff today, you guys. The ladies have been talking to the press. Eileen gave an interview, and she said the show is not scripted, but she did admit that sometimes, and we've speculated this, that the producers tell them, hey, we really need you to talk about this or that to get a resolution.
Of course.
Eileen confirming that for us. Thank you, Eileen. Yeah. Meanwhile, go ahead.
May I speak to that? I think that's true because, and I mean it is, but it's like, because look, I mean, this Huntley Hotel, they had to book this and plan this and set up electric, and they have to have a reason to go.
I've asked these hotels, even with the Orange County, because I like to go to the restaurants that I see on the thing, and I ask the waiters and waitresses, and I'm like, oh my God, no. This is booked weeks and weeks in advance. Yeah. We all have to sign forms. We know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So even those cell phone calls that you kind of call a little fake. Mm-hmm. They are clearly planned out. They don't just call Lisa Rinna or Eileen on the phone and they pick up. I mean, come on. So it's all planned out for sure.
One thing I always say with reality TV is you have to remember that at the end of the show there's producer credits and those people are getting paid to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good point.
And I have worked on so many reality shows. Mm-hmm. I hate to bring it up, but what happens is in the middle of these scenes sometimes the director will call freeze, even to the ladies, and everybody freezes on set and they'll say, you guys are going off topic. Can we get back to this resolution? Can we? So it's exactly what you brought up, Christy. It happens. Sometimes everybody's so heated that they don't want to stop, but I've seen it happen. They stop it and they say, look, you need to get back on topic.
Makes sense to me.
This is what the scene is about, so you are absolutely right.
Because otherwise the footage is basically unusable.
Time is money, too. I mean, these people don't have the day to sit there. I mean, very interesting. I loved hearing a little bit about the production, everything. So I like that one.
Me too.
Absolutely. Well, Dorit's also talking to the press, and she said she was not prepared for the social media backlash. We talked a little bit about this last week, and she explained that they ask her everywhere about this fake accent, and she kind of explained it more than she has before. She said, you know, neither of her parents were American, so she grew up with both of them having accents. That she traveled a lot in Europe, spent a lot of time in Europe, traveling all around the world, and then she lives with a Brit 24/7.
Where
were her parents from? Are they English?
She didn't say. I'll check into it and tell you next week.
I saw that. That was Access Hollywood Live, right?
Yes.
That was an interesting interview. Yeah,
and you pick up so fast when you're around English or you spend time in England. You just, like, after a few weeks, you start talking like that for sure.
But when you travel around the world, you can speak in any accent.
That's right.
So true. And you speculated who this may be earlier, but Lisa Vanderpump says that last year Dorit would often ask her about the drama that was going down on the show. So clearly she was keeping up with it, and Lisa said, I told her to watch. She said she didn't really give Dorit a whole lot. She said, I just had to tell her to watch so that she could make up her own mind. It makes it sound like LVP had some inklings that Dorit would maybe join the cast at some point, which also makes sense. But is LVP trying to get Lisa Rinna fired from this show? There was some tabloid reports this week. One of the magazines, one of those little ones, came out and said that both Lisa Rinna and Lisa Vanderpump have been calling the network to try to get each other fired. LVP is putting this to rest. She tweeted the tabloid and said, oh, you guys are making stuff up again. And she said, there's enough going on right now that you don't have to make stuff up. So it makes me wonder what the ladies are still dealing with. Lisa Rinna also talking, and she said she was on, what the heck did they call the Kelly Ripa show now?
Live with Kelly?
Yeah. Oh, that's so fabulous for her. Kelly show. Well, Lisa Rinna gave a really fun interview on there, and she said that Harry watches the show with her. There's been some kind of conflicting reports about how much he supports it. She told me in an interview years ago that she would never do this show because of Harry. But she says, no, he sits and watches with her, and he's actually very invested in it. He's like, oh, she's doing this. What's up? So just picture that happening tonight. Those two sitting in front of the TV.
I love the husband supporting the wives.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And we talked a little bit about this, but we got to give you a Celebrity Apprentice update from last week. Dorit and PK did make an appearance. Dorit was still pregnant.
Yes.
And you keep reminding us this was shot over
with
a
baby
year
Phoenix.
Ago.
I know. Yeah. It's like, when did this happen?
Yeah, they had their
daughter 2016.
Or some other child along with them. Yeah. So it was really cute, and they did make a big showy gesture of offering this $80,000 on behalf of Boy George's management company.
PK
and
was all too happy to be on network television.
That's a lot of money.
I need to YouTube that clip.
He loved it. Actually, that episode, the whole episode was good.
Okay.
So if anyone's testing the waters on Celebrity Apprentice, you may want to tune into that episode because it's also the one where Kyle Richards gets eliminated. I put her through the ringer quite a bit, but she refused last night to throw Brooke Burke or her fellow housewife Portia that she was in the boardroom with, under the bus. And she really could have. She wouldn't have even had to say much, and she could have saved herself from elimination, and she refused to do that. So
And she has Carney Wilson's blood on her hands.
What?
Oh, yes.
from her being fired on Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm enjoying The Apprentice overall.
It's been good.
If you're looking for a show to add. Yeah, if you're looking for a show to add in, I mean, why not? You know, it's interesting.
There's not much to catch up on, and there isn't many episodes left, so.
I know, we're like halfway through, and we're only 3 weeks in.
I know, the first episode, I don't think there's commercials, right? And it was on TV, and I'm starting to watch it, and then I got totally hooked. I ended up watching for like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because one after the other, right?
Yeah.
And the first one didn't have any commercials, so it's easy to watch. And of course, Kyle was on there, and Dorit.
Yeah.
That's what happened. We were scrambling to get our time in for the after show, because the first episode was so long.
I know. Yeah, that's what it was. Well, thank you for the news and gossip. Yay.
Juicy tidbits.
Well, let's take a moment while we have it, which is wonderful, and predict. We never get to do this.
TV predictions.
What do we want to say? It looks like Boy George is returning to perform.
Everyone goes gaga over him.
Erika Jane performs. It's a gay paradise next week if you love those two.
I don't know if Eden is going to go in it farther with Kyle. I don't know. That'll be interesting to see if she continues this curiosity of their family and their life in the episodes to come. So I'm predicting maybe another interaction between them two on this topic.
Well, I am so surprised that Eden and Kim aren't connecting, because they're the only two sober ones on the show, and I was very surprised that Eden kind of went at her a little bit. I predict we're going to see Eden keep pushing and keep trying to do that Lisa Renner role, like trying to figure it out. And I feel like she is trying to help. She is, you know, coming from an honest standpoint, but I think we're going to see more of that.
Mm-hmm. And I do not think Kyle's going to handle it well. Mm. I think it'll end up turning into, you know, Kyle has, there's a lot of claims that Kyle is a bit of a mean girl, and I almost wonder if she's going to turn this back around on Eden and say, well, tell us more about what you went through, and what about this, and what about your mom, and I can really see her doing that. And I think Erica's performance is going to be so turned up. I mean, 30,000 people, this may be one of the best Erika Jane scenes that we get next week, and that is saying a lot.
You know, that's a great idea about regarding Kyle. With how is she going to react? What is she going to do?
She's going to get overwhelmed,
Eden.
I think.
Yeah, what is she going to do with Eden? Because Eden's still asking and still picking. What is she? How is she going to react to that? I will definitely be staying tuned for that. And there's always been this talk about the Xanax. Who's addicted to Xanax?
Yes.
And so then they're talking about that next week. So it looks like it's between like the two that could be, it looks like Rinna or Eden. But Eden is not a full-time housewife.
Yeah.
Does that
She also has been sober for many years, and she's very honest about being completely sober for a long time. And also the comment that she even made when they were talking about throwing it in the smoothie, she was like, oh, I used to do that. As in, she's warning someone, Lisa Rinna perhaps. It's funny, this stems from a tabloid report from a few weeks ago that says that one of the ladies is dealing with it. She's going to be confronted by the other ladies, and they're going to help her get through this alleged addiction. And some one of you speculated that it may be Lisa Rinna.
I did say, I think I said that last week, and I don't know if we said it on camera or not, but I felt it was Lisa Rinna. I think she's still using it, and I think she even said, I didn't know if she said I still put it in the shake or she used to put it in the shake, but I feel like it's focused on Lisa Rinna and the Xanax, that whole connection.
Dorit is sitting in that kitchen, right? I feel like Dorit has a conversation outside of it in future episodes.
Oh, is that your prediction?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think she's going to use that moment to bring it upon other women to have a discussion about that.
And maybe it's not even a real addiction thing. It's that just that someone is trying to imply that there is an addiction. As in the tabloid report is not completely true, Thomas?
Oh, my God. What is this one, the Globe?
It's like Xanax Gate. That's like the next. That's it's like Xanax Gate.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be interesting to see who it is. I don't know.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall. And with that, you guys can keep up with us online. Let us know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. And you can always leave us an update over on iTunes if you're listening to us. We love our iTunes listeners as well. So shout out to you guys. Please keep up with us and support our multiple projects. Chris, where can we find you?
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter, aka Golden Boy, and my website, chrisvalentine.la.
Follow me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. And also visit my brand new website, thomasrulina.com.
And to answer Lewis in the chat, Megan is not on this panel, but you can see her tomorrow night along with me on the Total Divas After Show. We are live at 9 p.m. I'd love it if you join us. And please also hit me up anytime with your opinion or if you've got news tidbits at Christie Reports.
Yes, and shout out, Megan. We miss y'all.
Hey.
Yes, everything's cool. Don't worry, kids. you never know. yes, you guys can please check out my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, and on Twitter at Grants_Rants. We'll be back next week to talk more Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.